This is an IELTS Energy Podcast episode 431, how to jump from overall 6.5 to 7.5. You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show. Today, we'll help a student who is stuck at a 6.5 on IELTS and help her move to the 7.5 she needs to start a new life in Canada. Hey, Jessica, how are you feeling today?
I'm feeling good. Yeah. Good. I'm not too hot, not too cold. You know, I'm so it always reminds one of Goldilocks, right? If you're like not too hard, not too soft, not too hot, not too cold. So I am writing. So we've told you guys that we're adding some reading practice and an extended reading lesson to our course. And so I decided to make the reading practice a science article because I know this is like scary and tough for a lot of you guys. So I'm writing it about the recent discovery of planets that are Earth-like. And so the reason why they are Earth-like is because they are in the quote-unquote Goldilocks zone. You've heard of that, right?
No, I haven't heard of that before.
So the Goldilocks zone is where the atmosphere is not too hot and not too cold in order for liquid water to exist. So there's just some scientific knowledge for you guys. Just throwing that out there.
Very interesting. So that'll be a great practice for our listeners who are in the course when it comes to the reading test, because it'll give them a little bit more challenge than they're used to, maybe.
Yeah, this is definitely like a reading passage 3 type practice level. And the questions that are practiced in there, matching names to statements and also matching headings to paragraphs. So very tough questions. But again, like, so what happens in the course, guys, we tell you the strategies, we teach you how to do it, then you practice, then I talk about the answer. So anyway, it's all there.
Cool. Sounds great. All right. So what are we talking about today? Are we talking about a student who wants to move to a 7?
Yeah, we are. How did you guess? How did you
know? I just had a hunch.
So, we had an interesting email from a student who, like, this is so tough. Like, she's so close. Like, she's just within striking distance of what she needs for Canadian immigration. So, she needs an 8 in listening and a 7 in the rest. So, she needs a 7.5 overall. And she took the IELTS exam like a long time ago in 2010. And then she said she also took it recently. She doesn't say when though, but every time she takes it, she gets 6.5s in like everything. And she cannot break past the 6.5. So today we thought we'd help this listener out, help you guys out with one tip for each section that might just push you, just break you through to that 7.
Ooh, where are we going to start today, Jessica? What should we start with?
Well, let's start with listening. So she needs an 8 in listening. And there's a couple things here because from the sounds of her email, she has not really prepared. You know, she just sort of took the test 7 years ago and then didn't do anything with English, didn't focus on it. And then she took the test again recently and still got a 6.5. So for her, like, her overall level is good. Like, if she can just get a 6.5 without trying, but going from a 6.5 to an 8 in listening,
ooh, that's a big jump.
Yeah, that's huge. So I really think in her case, you know, we talk about the balanced approach. So you do need a high level of English, but you also need the strategies and the test practice. So I think in her case, it's really just the listening strategies, just having these steps going in. From the listening strategies that we've discussed, what do you think is one of the most useful, Lindsay?
Well, I like the idea, and this strategy I like because it also translates into other areas of listening just in our general conversation. I like the idea of kind of predicting what's going to be said. I think that's really useful, building the context in our mind so we don't get that listening shock that we talk about on the other show.
Exactly. Yeah. This is the step of the strategy that is the most useful by and far. Like, so many of our students say that this is the part that helps them out the most. So I will link to an episode, guys, where we do talk in detail about this specific step. But basically what it boils down to is when you are looking at the questions before you listen, you need to circle keywords before and after the answers you need. And you need to predict two things. You need to predict the word form of the answer you need. Are you listening for a noun? Are you listening for a verb? Because guys, you need to write down exactly what the speaker says. You're not going to change the grammar, okay? And yes, this does happen, like, because I know we're going to get emails after this episode. Guys, I know it does happen, like, once out of a million questions you have to change the grammar. But honestly, that is the frequency. It's basically never. So what's going to happen? You're going to hear a noun, you write the noun. So you need to predict the word form so you know what you're waiting for. And then also predict possible answers, right? Like a washing machine, fan, dishwasher, whatever. Like predict like what content might fit there.
Absolutely. So that prediction is a very powerful step, a very powerful piece of the strategy that can, maybe just implementing that and a few other things in listening could boost her up. Who knows? It's a big jump, but if you have the right tools and the right strategies, you know, you can do it.
Definitely. It's all about the strategies. I mean, you need a high level of English, yes, but without knowing the test. I will also, in the blog post for this episode, guys, I will also link to the episode where we talked about a native speaker who sort of bombed on the speaking test. Just to remind you guys that it's not just about your English. You need the strategies. You need the testing skills. So guys, this is episode 431. Come back to our blog, IELTS.allersenglish.com, and you could search 431. Hello, lovely listeners and IELTS candidates. If you are ready to learn exactly what the examiner is looking for a 7, for an 8, for a 9 in speaking and writing, check out the 3 Keys IELTS Success System, guaranteed to raise your next IELTS scores. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. Okay, so that's how we would diagnose the listening. Let's talk about speaking. Now, we just said that native speakers can bomb, right? So what's the difference? How can she go from a 6.5 to a 7 or a 7.5? Guys, here, I think it's just knowing what the examiner wants. I think that's really the key in the speaking and the writing. So in speaking, for example, linking words, I think we naturally approach the speaking questions using linking words. I don't know if you can hear that, but they're mowing the lawn outside of my apartment right now.
I can hear it.
Great. But yeah, so when native speakers answer these questions, like even in part 3 where it's more formal, they're just using the same linking words, and, but, because. But you guys, that's not enough to get over a 7 for fluency and coherence. So that's why we have strategies to help you fit in, like time sequencers in part 2 when you tell a story, formal task 2 linking words in part 3. Like having these strategies that are directly connected to the scoring system for a 7, for an 8, that's how you raise the score. It's not just by speaking English all the time. That's not enough.
Right. This is a specific test and the examiner wants certain things and we need to know what they are when we go in, right? And also practicing knowing those things, right? Kind of catering to what the examiner wants in our practice sessions.
Exactly. Yeah. So, and practicing with someone who's also studying for the test or who does know the test, right? So the best resource for students in our course is to form study groups with each other, because they're always asking, like, how can I practice? Well, if you're going to practice, IELTS questions, make sure it's with another person preparing for IELTS that hopefully is also learning the same strategies so you guys could review together. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So for writing as well, I think the biggest issue for, because she says she took general and academic. I think for both, it's writing task one. Because it's not immediately obvious. I mean, native speakers do not do academic writing task one that well because it's, what is it? Like, you just have all these numbers. Like, how do you organize them? What's a piece of advice for academic writing task one, that you think might help, Lindsay?
Ooh, I think, you know, identifying the type of essay that we're writing and using the grammar and the vocabulary that is suitable for that would make sense.
Yeah, for sure. So that's what we do in our course. We explain the difference between the three kinds of questions you're going to see on the exam. And from that, you know what key numbers you need to choose because they're different if it's change over time or static. And then the vocabulary is different because one connotes movement, right? Change. And the other is not changing. It's just comparing. So different sets of vocabulary. Also, different sentence structures to express that. So yeah, that's the first step is knowing when you see the question, you automatically know, okay, this is the type of essay I'm going to write. These are the numbers. This is the vocab. So everything is already there for you. Like there's no, you don't have to think about it because you already know what you have to do.
Exactly. And to be able to do that, it requires going through a step-by-step system where you learn those things, right? It's not just listening to today's show and then going into the test, guys. It's going through a system where you learn it well.
Yeah, of course. I wish we could share with you. How long is our writing module? It's hours.
Hours.
There's not enough time today. So connected to the scoring system. Like that's the biggest thing for speaking and writing. And then reading. So guys, it's not a reading exam. It is a strategy test. It's not a comprehensive. If it were a reading, like a true test of reading comprehension, you would have to read the entire passage and respond in some sort of way, like with your opinion or like an analysis or like an inference. That you don't do any of those things on the exam.
Ozzy!
Yep, there's Ozzy. I think the landscaper's still out there. So with the reading, guys, it's all about the strategies, okay? So saving time. And the biggest thing, guys, once you have these strategies and you practice them, you need to time yourself step by step for a while. So don't look for an answer for more than a minute, for example. Like you literally have to time yourself step by step just so you need to know what a minute feels like, you know? Mm. So once you do take away the timer, you're practicing the full exam, you know, like, oh, I feel like I've been looking for too long. I'm going to skip it and go to the next question.
Oh, yeah. It's all about getting that flow, getting our sense of power back when we're in that test. So we know what the flow feels like. We know what the timing feels like. And that's when we start to get those high number scores.
Yeah. Love it. Exactly. Exactly. And guys, I mean, we've had so many nines in reading, and it is all about our strategies. So the step-by-step strategies. I was just talking to a student yesterday, not about reading. It was about, what was it? I think speaking part two. And so I gave him like three pieces of advice, and he's like, everything comes down to three with you guys. I'm like, yeah.
It does.
Just kind of works out that way.
That's so funny. It's true. Things are manageable in three. It's not too few, but it's not too many, right? You can learn things in threes and really master them and use them. Okay. That's so cool.
It's the Goldilocks number, right? It all comes back to the not too many, not too few. We have the Goldilocks zone of strategies. That's what three keys is about.
I love that. I love that. So good.
So, yeah, I mean, so for this student, I know how painful it is to be this close, and it does come down to knowing the test. So don't keep just paying for the test. Don't just hope, okay, this time I'm going to get my scores. I can promise you maybe you'll get lucky and understand the topic really well and get a higher score in one of the categories. But without actually putting in the time to learn the scoring system, to learn all the strategies, there's no way that you're going to jump to that overall 7.5, a whole band point above your overall score now, without putting in the work.
Oh, yeah. 7.5 is the score of someone who has used a study plan. They've gone through probably a course or a step-by-step system, and they've dedicated time. That's the big piece, right? Time, and use it in a smart way every day for at least a month, you know, maybe two months. Preparing. That's not a score of someone who just, you know, speaks well and then goes in and is able to just translate that somehow into the test. It just doesn't happen, guys. So
it's impossible.
There you go. So the way to do that, guys, if you know, if you want to be able to achieve that for this student and anyone else who's reaching for that 7.5, then go get into our course. Jessica, where can they go to get into the course?
So guys, you can go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. And there, guys, you can also see the stories of our many, many students. More are being added every week who have followed through, done all the work, and they share their score increases with you. And it's amazing, the scores that our students have gotten. So, you know, check those out first. And then you can, just on that same page, you could get into the course. You could also get into the personal coach plan with me, where we personally meet in digital person on Skype, and you get an hour writing and a half hour speaking session with me.
So good. That is the recommended plan, guys. I mean, combining the strategies with that time with Jessica is going to put you on the right course to that score, guys. We guarantee it. All right. Very cool. Exactly. All right. Excellent. Excellent. We're out of here for today, but we'll be back soon, guys. All right. Thanks for hanging out, Jessica.
Have a good day, Lindsay.
Bye.
Right, bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again, and see you soon.